Talking to you today with Colin Woodall from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. Colin, the Senate Farm Bill is hoping to be moved forward. I know that this is going to be an interesting time. There are a lot of things challenging the Senate right now. But one of the things I know is a very big worry for a lot of animal agriculture and really even all of agriculture, a bill that could change the way that checkoffs do business forever. A bill being offered by Senator Lee, Senator Booker. Tell me about this particular measure as far as give us some details about it.
So what this is Senator Lee, who's a Republican from Utah, and Senator Booker, who's a Democrat from New Jersey, have introduced legislation which would change all commodity checkoffs, all agriculture checkoffs, to prevent any organization that employs lobbyists from being a contractor to the checkoff. And as you had mentioned, this really is driven by HSUS and other extremist groups who are also funded by HSUS. It is concerning to NCBA for several reasons. One is we are the biggest contractor of the National Beef Checkoff, but the accusations that Senator Lee and Booker levy against us are ones where they make it sound like we are using checkoff dollars to lobby. That has not happened. All audits from USDA have concluded that has not happened, and it doesn't happen because of the firewall. So we have an activist group that is using two senators, one that has no connection to agriculture whatsoever with Senator Booker, and another one, Senator Lee, who hasn't even talked to his people in agriculture about this, moving forward with an HSUS-sponsored attempt to try to just hit NCBA, and then they're taking out all the commodity groups in the same effort.
Well, I guess this particular measure, they attempted to run it in the House, was not made in order to be considered on the House floor, right?
Yeah, that's right. So Congressman Dave Brad, who's a Republican from Virginia, tried to do the same thing. He prepared it. The House Rules Committee actually approved it for consideration, but he found out very quickly that the odds were stacked against him for success. So he stepped back from that and let the Senate decide to move with it, and that's what Senator Booker and Senator Lee are doing. They're taking their legislation. They have formed that into an amendment on the Farm Bill, and they have made it clear to the leadership of the Senate that they want to vote on that amendment. So what we're doing right now is making sure that all 100 Senate offices understand exactly what this does, why it's wrong, the fact that it's not supported by agriculture, in an effort to try to strike it down. We need to send a very clear signal that these two senators are wrong in their assumptions, they're wrong in their understanding of these programs, and that at the end of the day, these are not tax dollars being used to support these programs. These are producer dollars. And even today, 30 years after passage, we have three out of four producers who are still very happy with the way the checkoff works.
I guess in the case of the beef checkoff and really more, even the pork checkoff, these are the direct targets of the Humane Society in trying to battle animal agriculture.
They are. You know, Humane Society has made it very clear that they're after all of us in the livestock business. And I think if anybody had any questions as to their motives, it's this effort that makes it very clear. HSUS talks about the welfare of the animals. They talk about the dogs and the cats that are on their commercials. So if that is truly their focus, why are they spending time? Why are they spending resources? Why are they spending money pushing a checkoff amendment? That just shows that ultimately they're trying to make life harder for cattle producers and pork producers, and this is one way they feel that they're going to be able to hit us. So it truly does expose them for the frauds that they are.
Beyond this particular amendment, where are we really from your viewpoint on this whole process of trying to get a Senate Farm Bill across the finish line?
A lot of uncertainty on that right now just because of timing. When this kicked off on Monday, it looked like it was going to go pretty fast. Here we are on Wednesday, and we have yet to even take a vote on any of these amendments. So that is concerning that we're not moving any faster than we are, because the Senate was scheduled to be in this week, and then next week they're gone for their 4th of July recess. The idea was to get this done before that happens, so that way when they get back, they can start the conference committee with the House. It's too early to really tell one way or the other, but I will say from our perspective, we're a little concerned about the fact that no votes have taken place quite yet.
I know when last we talked, when we were in Ardmore, you talked about the concern about the en bloc amendment that Senator Roberts had put together. I know that he's actually rolled up a whole group of amendments here leading to potential floor approval of them as well. Where are we on knowing really what's in the Senate bill?
We know what the committee passed, so we have been able to see everything that was finally passed by the committee a couple of weeks ago. But as for the floor consideration that's going on now, there will be some other what they call a manager's amendment, which will have additional amendments that are blocked together to be voted on. We have not seen those yet, and the reason why is because the senators from both sides are still trying to negotiate and work out the details of what that package will look like. And our hope is we get to see that by the end of the evening, if not, hopefully by Thursday morning.
Thank you, Colin. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington office. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.